Today on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, an award-winning guaranteed Irish company, cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
The government has been accused in the Dáil of playing politics with immigration and stoking anti-immigrant sentiment. The accusations come after Taoiseach Simon Harris's comments that migration numbers in Ireland are too high. He went on to clarify yesterday that migration was a good thing, but that there has to be a system where with rules that are applied. For more on this now, I'm joined by John Clendenin, Fine Gael TD for Offaly, and Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD and spokesperson for Justice, Home Affairs and Migration. Gentlemen, good morning to both of you. Thank you very much for joining us. John, can I start with you, please? When your party leader says that our migration numbers are too high, what's he trying to achieve?
I think first important, it's important to note, Philip, that we have a very progressive, open, fair and compassionate system in terms of immigration. And if you go back over many decades, whether it be businesses and investment coming to the country or people coming to the country, we've remained open and welcoming, and it has worked well. But if you look at since the turn of the decade in 2020, we've seen a pandemic, we've seen war on Europe, which has seen benefits to our country, to our economy, to our society, with more people coming to Ireland. But it does come at a cost. And since the turn of the decade, as I say, we had a population of 5 million people. Today, that's 5.5 million. So we've seen an increase of 100,000 per annum. And that's naturally going to have a stretch on resources and questions our capacity.
And was it, do you think, the right time for him to start using the language of burden around immigrants at this particular point against the backdrop which he made those remarks?
I don't think this is anything new. This was a message throughout our general election campaign, and we've talked about it consistently ever since. We want a fair, firm and fast migration system that is working for our country and contributing in a positive manner. And I have to, you know, acknowledge all those people that do come to Ireland and benefit the country in so many positive contributing ways. And that long may that continue. Okay. But we do have challenges around the likes of infrastructure and services. And this is an opportunity to reassess where we are and how we should move forward.
Gary Gannon, what's your problem here? Isn't the Taoiseach right to use clear language to say what he means?
The Taoiseach didn't use clear language to say what he means. Far from it. The Taoiseach, in the week after the violent attacks on Gardaí up at City West, where Gardaí were throwing people threw stones at them.
Let's not go into the details of that. Let's just talk about the
what's happening. Context is important, Philip.
And yeah, everybody knows the context, but there are live cases there. So let's just talk about the general backdrop, if we can.
The general backdrop is that we're in a place where there's been over 30 arson attacks on IPAS facilities in this country in the last 2.5 years, including over the weekend where there was nearly a tragic loss of life. And the Taoiseach, rather than go out there and make his force part to call to talk about how we're going to address the rage, how we're going to confront that level of violence, went and talked about migration being too high. Now, that's an opinion, certainly, but he didn't talk about what you would do in that regard, and also what factors of migration is he trying to say we should remove from the economy. So we have, as John has said, about 125,000 people who've come to this country in the last year. We've also had about 70,000 people who've left. Of that figure, people have come from EU countries, people have come from the UK, and people have come back from Ireland. We've got people here who are in working visas, who we can see the backbones of our healthcare systems. They're working in our tourism sectors. And then there's about 15% of that population who are absolutely in IPAS accommodation, about 2% of which have deportation orders hanging over them. So the Taoiseach can make these comments, but if he's not going to qualify them, what it does suggest to all of us who've been working so hard on the ground to try address the fears of communities, to try alleviate some of the tensions, is that he's actually just whistling to a portion of people who are genuinely scared, and he's not showing any leadership. He's playing into that fear
doing the usual. Yes. Are all the numbers that you've just cited there not proof of that memo that was leaked that the system is near exhaustion? So the Taoiseach is right. The numbers are too high for the system to cope with.
Which system? The migration system or the asylum system? Because the Taoiseach didn't actually, he said migration. He talked about migration. So in terms of asylum, system. We actually have no control in terms of whether that's right or wrong. People have a right to come here and seek asylum. What we do have control over, what we failed, is how we process, how we manage that system. And that's a grotesque failure of this government over the last 14 years when Fine Gael has been in government. So the idea that the person who was an architect of that system can now stand outside it and say we need to have a conversation rather than roll his sleeves up and telling us what we're going to do about it, I actually just think it lacks any sort of leadership or courage and applies to an audience that is in many ways scared but also requires a little bit of leadership and context.
John, he did not need to make those remarks. He just needed to get on with the job of solving the problem.
Philip, I think, to be fair, when we saw the scenes from City West, I think any leader in the country should come out and condemn what we saw that evening and those nights where An Garda Síochána had to engage with thuggery. And I don't think there should be any issue with that. Secondly, Minister O'Callaghan, as the Minister for Justice, made it perfectly clear that anyone that commits or is found guilty of arson attacks would face the full consequences
of the law. Do you see what you're doing here, John? You're conflating violence and criminality with immigration. You're wrapping them all up into the same thing.
It's very important to put this in context because, you know, Gary or his colleagues can wrap this up and put a bow on it in terms of how they want to see it. But we've been very clear as to how we have condemned the challenges that we have seen. But Ireland has had one of the largest population growths in the EU over the last 20 years. And if you want to call out division and trying to be divisive on this topic, I'd refer you to Holly Kearns as leader of the Sóc Derns and the claims that she made yesterday in the Dáil, where, you know, the government are deliberately trying to employ a strategy of depicting international protection applicants as scamming the system. Like,
Simon
it
Harris
couldn't be anything
Borden.
Further of the truth.
You know,
we are the party and the government that introduced asylum, and no different to Gary, introduced a system where we could accommodate international protection. And to be fair, you know, it's not just Gary, it's not exclusive to the left that they work with communities in situations like this. I've engaged and been very much to the fore with communities where we've seen such facilities coming to our communities. And, you know, it can have an impact on services. And next week, we'll probably see the opposition standing up in the Dáil and claim that, you know, there's record housing and homeless challenges.
Holly Kearns, John, let's look at what you said in the Dáil yesterday. You said that we need stronger measures to ensure that foreign nationals convicted of a serious offence are deported immediately upon completion of their sentence. If you were worried, and you were making a reference to a very high-profile case, if you're worried about the safety of Irish women, as you claimed to be when you were making that comment, should you not also be calling for the deportation of Irish-born convicted rapists or domestic abusers or murderers once they've completed their sentences?
We have Irish criminals, and I don't shy away from that fact at all, Philip. We have Irish citizens that are in prisons overseas. You know, this is not a problem that's immune just to people that come to this country
of foreign nationals for deportation.
If you let me finish, please, Philip, I have to get this point across. You know, there has been, in relation to that case, and I want to send my condolences to the family concerned, the Murphy family, but, you know, this was in the courts for a considerable period of time. And since we last sat, the court gave their verdict and sentences were handed down. It was my first opportunity to raise it on the floor of the Dáil. And I firmly believe that, you know, Ireland is an open, fair country that welcomes immigrants, that's compassionate, but it is also a law-abiding country.
But John, you're not making a point here, because the point that I'm asking you to address is that in your first opportunity to raise this on the floor of the Dáil, you chose to create the impression that Irish women could be made safer by deporting convicted foreign nationals who've served sentences?
Absolutely not. What my point was that if you come here and you break the law, that you should be deported. And I'm not talking about a car parking fine or breaking the speed limit. I'm talking about complicit murder. I'm talking about serious assault. I'm talking about sex offences. And I'm talking about social welfare fraud. This is the debate we need to have.
John, you stepped up. The section that I believe that you spoke in the Dáil yesterday in relation to that was under a section called Promise Legislation. So presumably you weren't aware that that's catered for all already in Section 3 of the Immigration Act from 1999, where we can deport people who are convicted of criminal offences if they're not from the EU. That's catered from the Directive 2004/38 of the European Union, where we can also deport people. So, I mean, what you stood up there yesterday during a session on promised legislation is already provided for in law, by which Fine Gael have had the Justice Ministry for, I believe, about 12 of the last 14 years. So, I mean, effectively what you're saying is, why haven't Fine Gael done a better job enforcing the laws that are already existent? But you didn't. You approach it from a different angle. Now, you may not be aware of that, but I think it's incumbent upon us as legislators to stand up and understand the laws that we're speaking to or asking to be in place.
I'm fully aware of the laws, Gary. And I think, you know, to be fair here, it's about standardising the system so that people are aware and they're not relying on judgments. It should be very
clear that if there's
offenders in this country that are found guilty, that are sentenced and they do their time in prison, that when their time is up, they're no longer welcome. And I think that is a very fair standard. And I think the majority of people out there would welcome that.
But I think that's absolutely fine. But you stood up as a legislator yesterday, unaware seemingly of the laws that are already in place.
No, the laws are there, but it's a commitment to standardising to ensure that it's not a case.
John, hang on a second. Let's just get a bit of clarity here if we can. John, you either stood up and you called for a law that you knew was already on the statute books, and you were doing so because you thought that it might be some political capital for you in pointing the finger of blame at foreign nationals, or you were completely ignorant of the law that you should have been aware of.
I'm fully aware of the law, but we need to ensure that it is seen through. Right now, it's open to interpretation, and I want a commitment from government to ensure that it is seen through. And that's the reality here, and that's the type of reassurance that I wanted to give in my contribution yesterday. On January 12, 2022, a young lady in Offaly lost her life in the cold light of day. That should not happen, and I want to ensure that our communities remain safe and that also the people that come to this country understand that they need to be law-abiding.
And what is your remedy for those women who have been murdered by Irish-born men?
Look, absolutely, we want to address that as well. But they are Irish citizens and they need to be addressed by the Irish prison system. But my point is that if you get a term of sentence you have come to this country in good faith that you're going to contribute in a positive way to our economy and society, that you do that. And if you don't, you know, you're deported.
I'd like to go back to the bigger point, if we can, here. Gary Gannon, I'm struck by the fact that people who would hold pretty much identical political views to you in a country like Denmark have absolutely no problem coming out and saying, yeah, do you know what, there is too much migration here. And if we want to look after the less fortunate, the less well-off in our society, we need to concentrate resources on them and stem the flow of migrants here. Why are the left in Ireland squeamish about saying that?
I'm not squeamish at all, Philip. I think I want to have substantial debates. The point that we were making in relation to Simon Harris's comments as he was making them was they were very clearly timed after a presidential election where there was a large proportion of people who spoiled their ballots. They came after the incidents that we just spoke about in City West. For me, Simon Harris was clumsy in his language. He didn't qualify exactly what he meant. He went so
he
far
he said didn't too actually, high. He didn't say something no, like intolerable burden.
So, okay, when he says too high, which sector of people does he want to take out? Does he want to take out people who come here on work visas? Because we know that we'd be lost without them. We've got 4% unemployment at this moment. Does he want to take out people in the healthcare industry? Does he want
That's
to take
more
out people
the division, Philip.
Well, he has actually clarified that he didn't mean those people, Gary Gannon. And you know that?
No, I actually don't know that, sorry, Philip, because he hasn't clarified who he does mean. Because if he means people here with deportation orders, that's about 2% of the population the population of people that have come here of that 125,000. And there's all sorts of complications. I'm not going to pretend that's easy for a second, but it is a complicated area. So when the tarnisher speaks, look, if I had this conversation as I do most days with people in my constituency, I can understand that everyone's going to be aware of the nuances of these areas. When the tarnisher speaks, I expect him to speak with facts. I expect him to speak understanding that he has a power of voice that is not everybody else has in this country. And
John?
I expect him to bring a bit of reason to the debate.
Philip, I need to reinforce the point that Ireland is a welcoming country. It's a compassionate country. And in the last 5 years, we have seen a significant upward trajectory in how our economy is performing. We have more people working in Ireland today than we had living here 50 years ago. And not all Irish people can fill those roles. So we certainly need immigration, migration. And long may it continue for the benefit of the country. But this thing of Gary calling out, you know, who does he want to cut her? You know, that's divisive in its own right. Whether it be work, Christ. Gary, if you want to treat this debate seriously, you know, please do. But it's a symbolism. You're sniggering and you're laughing. It's a symbolism of just how serious the Sock Dems are treating this debate. This is a serious topic.
John,
we need to treat it as with a calm debate. We need to be factual about it. And I think we need to be rational about it as well. But this idea of sniggering, laughing and making claims in the Dáil that are just so inaccurate is not helping the situation.
Nobody's making claims for an accurate reception of your
leader
of your party.
Would you clarify that your leader, a deliberate strategy of depicting that international protection applicants are scammers? Absolutely, far from the
reason
the truth,
I'm here is because I believe she was correct. I'd like to double down on it and give you a multitude of different instances where that's the case.
Well, I have to question how in touch the Social Democrats are if that's the case.
But like, how in touch is your own party when a cabinet meeting yesterday following an arson attack where children nearly lost their lives actually didn't actually discuss the issue? How in touch is your own party when actually the most serious issue facing this country at the moment?
Gary, I think you need to be very clear that within 24 hours of any arson attack,
you condemned as a
you
minimum.
Have the Taoiseach, the Taoiseach, and the Minister for Justice.
Minimum. What's the action?
The leaders of the country were out to condemn that. And I think, you know, it was made very clear that anyone who is found to be involved in any of those attacks will face the full rigours of the law.
And I think you've both made your points at this stage, and we're just beginning to circle back over the same material again. Thank you both very much, John Clendenin and Gary Gannon. Let's take a break.
Today on RTE Radio 1.